Hi guys, it's the one and only DJ ML on the ones and twos. Ah, baby. Crossing live all the way from the outside. You miss me, guys, I know. Make sure y'all do follow my podcasting show, because you know the reason why. I'm the only nigga that does this shit. Also, text me on 309-233-7672. That is 309-233-7672. Unfortunately, my New York line has been cancelled because I'm going to a Paris number. My front number, okay, which is +33, which I'm going to paste on every session of the show because I have to still mimic that-ish. Guys, how are you doing? Y'all miss me. I miss y'all too. Do you know I've been really ill, guys? Do you know I had the worst stomach bug ever, guys? I almost thought I was going to die. I'm telling you. Stomach flu was in the air. It was in for me. I'm telling you. And the way I was crying, guys, the cramping and stuff, I'm not 100% as yet, but I said, no, the show must go on. I'm going to be fully recovered and healed fully very soon. But I said to myself, no, man, the show must go on because it's been a week without my voice, guys. And I love y'all so much. You know the ML family, I love y'all. Another thing is the Tour de la France thing, what you call a session whereby I speak with one of the most top DJs around in Paris, which is Tour de la France. Will be cancelled as of towards next week, okay? Because as y'all know, guys, I'm trying to heal, so we're gonna be speaking. I'm gonna literally be speaking in French, guys. You're gonna be giving me a plaque. You're gonna be giving me an accolade because I'm gonna be speaking with some of the best DJs from France. And if you are all the way from France, or you anywhere in the European area, you can text me on my Paris line. If it's Germany, if it's Switzerland, oh guys, Switzerland, oh my god, Switzerland is beautiful, my god. Guys, men, females, ML family, do you know how beautiful Switzerland is? It's absolutely beautiful, guys. Germany, woo! Amsterdam, woo! Red light district, I was there. The red light district, I was there in the red light district. I saw the pond there. Pond nation. I'm telling you, I loved it. I loved it for myself. Oh, guys, I will go back to Europe. I will definitely go back to Europe, guys. What am I is that I'm a UN volunteer, guys, as well. So for at this present moment, I haven't been sent for an assessment as yet to go into something for this week. But trust me, I love fighting for the rights of those who have HIV, guys, which are HIV positive, or even those who are having a problem with the legal laws and terms, you know. In terms of malnutrition, malaria, anything, guys, that's me. That's me. I take care of people. I'm a human rights activist, guys. So I'm really, really, really grateful towards the United Nations. Thank you so much. Right now, I'm on a boat at this present moment because, guys, there is no frequency in the central of Durban, whereby it's in South Africa, because of the riots and the protests that we had. So the frequency for me, I had to go into the ocean now with my uncle, my uncle Talia. He's driving the boat behind me. That's why there's a lot of noise and I'm crossing live. And all of my equipment is by MLR Productions, which is my business in the United States, which is with Beats by Dr. Dre, as well as Apple, as well as Pioneer. And very soon I'm going to be adding new beats, guys, towards my BeatStars account. So please stay tuned for that if you want to go and support me. It's going to be $20 each beat. It's non-exclusive. Support the girl, because you know what, guys, it's the Phantom Sessions. It's one of my best things that I like doing. Now, this email is coming all the way from Turkey. guys, the English is very bad, but I was specifically asked, oh, what am I saying now, guys? English is bad. I'm also having bad English now. I specifically asked somebody that's Turkish to please interpret this for me, because I did not understand what was going on her. Okay. Oh, and by the way, as I'm busy watching TV from the boat, and I'm seeing DaBaby. I went and I posted a video about DaBaby and his HIV joke, which is his AIDS joke, and I specifically took it down because I want to send a letter to DaBaby's company, which is his manager, that actually authorized that music video about AIDS and homophobia. Because Mina, I'm not gonna play games. I'm gonna still send him, DaBaby, I'm out for you. Don't worry, I am out for you, Charlie. Just wait. I want to do this the professional way. I don't want to do it like everybody's way. And trust me, when you hear DJ ML coming and knocking at your door, you must know you've done something wrong. Ding, 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 ding. Yes. Anyways, guys, the email's coming all the way from Turkey about, let's see, about how to enlarge your penis, all right? He said, hi, DJ ML, okay? I'm going to interpret it in English, all right? And I don't know whether you can hear me, guys. I'm on the boat and there's a lot of construction around me, Transnet, MSC, everything is around me. So please, if you cannot hear me, please forgive me. Please forgive me. This is the only place I could get frequency, guys. I could get my podcast to be sounding crystal clear, okay? All right. Now, you see, what's going on is that this individual, which is this wonderful, brilliant gentleman all the way from Turkey, is having a situation whereby he has a new girlfriend, and his new girlfriend has been complaining about the dick size, because apparently he's 6 inches in terms of his dick size. Now he's been asking me as to how to enlarge in his dick. Okay, your name is very long. I won't lie to you, so I can't say your name. So let's just leave your name out and call you anonymous, okay? Because also for your protection sake, I don't want people teasing you and stuff, guys. I don't like bullying, guys. I'm not a person into even cyberbullying. When it comes to cyberbullying, I promise you, I go and I gun those cyberbullies down. Even on my YouTube channel, I don't play. My YouTube channel is called the ML channel for those who are newly listening to my show. I'm telling you, I gun them down, Charlie. I gun them down. I tell them, excuse me, hey, don't be a troll on my channel. There's my family. This is my ML family, you know. Don't be a troll. You understand? Don't be a troll. Okay? Now, anyways, my darling, there is no way for you to enlarge in your penis. There are different types of medications that you can get from, you know, legal doctors to try and enlarge in your penis and stuff, or African doctors. But can I be honest with you? When it comes to love, love is not about size. If this lady does not love you the way you are down at the bottom, you know, and it's about the way you do your sex too, okay? The way you do your sex is very important. You understand? If you don't know how to have sex and you're shaggy, one military style, I promise you, she will run away. Even if you got a small dick, she will run away because you don't know how to do different styles. Do different styles, my darling. Do it. Do it. Take it easy. Do it. Do different styles. I promise you will get to the G-spot. 6 inches is not that bad. You understand? There's other people that are worse than you, my darling. There's worse people. Worse! You understand? So what you do is that, another thing is that, try and introduce yourself to a sex toy in the bedroom. If she's really having a problem, go and introduce yourself to a sex toy whereby it's a sex toy that's a bit more longer than your penis size. But if she does not love you for who you are, please, guys, I want you to listen to this now. If they do not love you for who you are, please, I beg us, please cut off the relationship now. Because that means that they do not love themselves. Because if they love you for the big size, chances are that means that they did not love you in the beginning. Because when it comes to the physical appearance, love is not about a physical appearance, my darling. Love is about the internal side of a person, about how the person ticks, their personality, you know what I'm saying? So you must tell this person, this auntie of yours, this girlfriend, that, listen, let's try and do different type of styles in the bedroom, okay? And let's try and do different maneuvers like splitting her apart, doing this, tantric sex, what, 6-9 scissors, everything, you understand? Do whatever, puppy dog style, what not. Do whatever style that will make her feel you with your small thing, as she says it's small, you know? And then if she's still not satisfied, tell her to please take a hike. If you're really in love with this woman, then you're going to have to introduce her to the sex toys. You understand? Go buy a sex toy that is big. And then go and shag her. And tell her to go and also show her Kimberly mine too. Because at the end of the day, that means that she's been having a lot of big dicks inside her. That's the reason why this is happening. She can't feel you. Because a lot of big dicks has been in there. Okay? A lot. So Tucky, I love you so much, guys. Please do not ever change yourselves. It's about the way you do it in the bedroom, not about the dick size, okay? Number one. Number two is that the fact that if they do not love you for who you are, then tell them, get out of here right now. You don't need me in your life. Get out of here right now. Thank you so much, guys. I'm broadcasting live from all the way from a yacht, from a boat, on the shore. Oh no, what I'm saying, on the Durban seashore, on the seashell shore, okay? Thank you so much, guys. I love you. Mwah. Stay tuned to my next show tomorrow because I need to go back to back because I am far behind on the shows and the emails. I love you so much. Thank you for supporting me. Love you guys. Till then, bye.